Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, Lou.
Hey.
What'd you do last night, Lou?
Nothing.
Watch TV.
What'd you watch?
Nothing. Nothing on.
Then why'd you watch it?
What am I gonna do, read? I sat there watching and watching and watching and watching and watching. I'm telling you, there's nothing on.
What would you like to see?
Something funny. I'm just a regular guy. I want to see what everybody else wants to see. You know what I like to see? I like to see a show about the wacky things that happen when three football coaches get together in Minnesota. I like to see a television show about us.
Well, who's going to watch a show about three football coaches?
Well, I would.
I would.
We would.
That's two football coaches.
Oh, come on, people would love it. It'd be three guys just like us. The wacky head coach with a heart of gold. And the wacky wise father figure with a heart of gold. And the wacky tall guy with a heart of gold. What do you think? Where you going?
I'm going to go get more coffee.
You think this is a stupid idea, don't you?
I wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch a show about wacky coaches in Minnesota? Well, if it came on after something real good.
Maybe we're not wacky.
Maybe we're not a TV show.
Maybe we're a movie.
We don't do a television show. We do a movie.
Great.
What happens is somebody leaves a baby outside in a basket, and we're stuck with it. We'll call it, help me out here.
Three coaches and a baby.
Oh! Jeez, that is great. You want in on this?
Hey, I'd really love to, but I got a lot of important work to do, Luth. Why don't you guys go in the team room and brainstorm?
Fine. Hey, listen, no matter who gets what award, you get credit for the title. Good to have you aboard.
Yeah. Miss Sorkison, could you tell me when Luther's vacation is? Could you move it up a month, please? Yeah, come in.
Got a minute?
Sure. Hey, what a nice surprise.
I just got a phone call and had to come over and talk to you about it right away.
Is there anything wrong?
No. Something could finally be really right. I got a phone call from this guy named Jerry Finnegan. He's a director for a big ad agency out of Chicago, and they're planning a new campaign for Drewer's Coffee.
And you're going
to
do it?
Well, let me finish. Their idea is to do a spot where a man and a woman meet over a cup of coffee, and then this romance begins. And they want us to do it.
Us?
Yes. Their research indicates that you and I are the most recognized couple in the area between Bismarck, North Dakota, and Youngstown, Ohio. That's their target area.
Jeez, honey, I don't want to do commercials. I hate that kind of stuff.
Oh, but this one is going to be very classy.
Yeah, well, I did a magazine ad a couple years ago for jock straps. I thought that was going to be classy.
You'd be doing this one with me.
Well, I'm not good at this kind of stuff, honey. I'm just not comfortable. I'm not an actor.
Well, I'm not an actress. That's what makes us perfect. They said that we have a naturalness and a reputation for honesty that makes people believe us.
I hate Drewer's Coffee.
Doesn't matter. Oh, I really want to do this. I haven't worked in almost a year.
Oh, honey, whenever I do something like this, I always look like an idiot.
You do not.
Oh, well, remember this?
This is not going to be like that. Hayden, really, I really need to start working again.
Jeez, is this what you really want? I mean, you know, last year has been great, honey. I know you've been out of work and everything, but golly, we've been able to spend a lot of time together.
And I have loved that. But it's not exactly who I am. Oh, come on, Hayden. It's just one commercial.
Well, okay, I mean, if this is what you really want to do, I can suffer through it.
Oh, you're not going to have to suffer. I think it's going to be fun.
Well, I went to Club Med once with Luther. I thought that was going to be fun. How do I look?
You look great.
You don't think I look like a dog with this collar on?
They're going to take that out, Hayden.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Dale.
Jeez. You know everybody's names already? God, there must be 30 people here.
I make it a point to know people's names, Hayden. It makes them feel like part of the team.
Part of the team? Geez, I have a team. I don't know anybody's names.
Hey, if those are uncomfortable, I can take them out for you.
Oh, thank you, Chelsea. Okay.
Well, I see you've learned some names, too.
I didn't know her name. It was on her chest.
Okay, folks, let's go. We got a commercial to shoot. Where's my talent? Ah, there you are.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Oh, thanks.
I mean it. Camera's gonna love you.
Oh.
Hi, Hayden.
Hey.
You two ready? Great, let's shoot one. Christine, Hayden, you'll be working with Victor Boxman, a fine actor from Duluth.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Vic.
How you doing?
Everybody know their lines? Good, let's try one. Hayden, Christine, just be yourselves. Show us the magic. Okay, roll up.
Brewer's Coffee, take one. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, Monty. It was on his zipper.
Quiet. And action.
Then I'll just get your key.
Oh, thanks. Oh, one last thing. Where can I get a great cup of coffee?
Well, here at the Belmore Hotel, we only serve Drewers.
Did you say Drewers?
Cut.
What?
Hayden, the script says, ooh. Ooh. Did you say Drewers?
What'd I say?
You lost the ooh.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Well, let's try it again. This is brand new. You're doing fine. Christine, I thought you were great.
Oh. Well, she didn't have to say ooh.
Okay, here we go. Quiet, please, and roll.
Drewers Coffee, take two.
Action.
Then I'll just get your key.
Oh, thanks. Oh, one last thing. Where can I get a great cup of coffee?
Well, here at the Belmore Hotel, we only serve Drewers.
Did you say Drewers? I love Drewers. It's the only coffee I drink.
Cut.
What?
It was a little, fey. We like it enthusiastic.
Well, I gotta tell you something, Finney. There's a fine line between enthusiastic and fey. When I first met you, I thought you were a little too enthusiastic.
Just make it more natural. Like there's no cameras or lights.
Oh, you mean pretend like we're in a real hotel?
Yeah, try that.
Okay. Drewers Coffee, take three. Did you say Drewers?
Drewers, take eight.
Ooh.
Take 16.
Oh, ew.
Take 21.
Hey, Drew, did you say Ewers?
Oh. Cut.
Well, hey, you say it 1,000 times.
Look, I think we're getting a little stuck here. Why don't we take a run at the whole thing, and then we'll break for a nice steak lunch.
Ooh, did you say steak?
That's perfect! That's it. Just forget the last 20 takes, relax, but remember that ooh. What I need from you two is magic. See, Drewers cast this spell that you just can't resist. So remember, sex, 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 coffee! Okay? Let's do it.
I hate that guy.
Hayden.
I hate him.
Drewers Coffee, take 22. Action.
Then I'll just get your key.
Oh, thanks. Oh, one last thing. Where can I get a great cup of coffee?
Well, here at the Belmore Hotel, we only serve Drewers.
Boo. Did you say Drewers? Hey, baby. It's the only coffee I drink.
Me too.
Should we get a cup?
Sure, I'd love to.
Yes. Say yes to Drewers and see what happens next.
Cut. Hey, everybody, that's lunch.
After lunch, why don't we just take a few minutes and work together?
Sweetheart, I'm doing the best I can. I told you I wasn't any good at this stuff.
I'm sorry. I know you're fine. I just want us to be the best we can be.
Hayden, Christine, could I talk to you two for a minute?
Sure.
So, how do you two feel it's going?
Well, I think it's getting there.
I think it's great.
Really? These things are always difficult.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
I just don't think you're the Drewers couple.
What do you mean we're not the Drewers couple?
It's just not working.
What do you mean it's not working? Well, what's not working?
You.
Well, I told you I wasn't an actor. You said just go ahead and be me. That's what I'm doing.
That's not working either.
Well, I think it got worse the longer we did it. What if we take a break and come back fresh? I know we could do it better.
We've done 22 takes.
Oh, right. Like, that's fair? After 22 lousy takes, you're saying we're no good?
There's just no magic between you.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
There's nothing that says, I love coffee, let's have a cup and jump in the sack.
Well, we're engaged to be married, for God's sakes. We're constantly jumping in the... We have magic.
Christine, I'm a commercial director. I know what makes the world go round. This isn't it.
All right, that's it. We're out of here. Come on, let's get the hell out.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We still want Christine. That is, if you'll consider working with somebody else.
You TV people are unbelievable. We came as a team. We're going to go as a team. She's not going to work with anybody else.
Well, could we talk about this for just a second?
You mean you would work with someone else?
Well, I don't want to. I want to work with you, but I thought we were doing this for my career.
Yeah, well, so did I. But since when did your career become more important than loyalty?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I wouldn't work with people that dumped on you. I mean, whatever happened to stand by your man?
But you don't care about this, and I do. What about Stand By Your Woman?
Well, in the first place, Christine, that's not a song. And in the second place, I could just stand and work with people like this. They're users.
Why don't I just grab a light salad and let you two talk this out?
If we are going to stand around and argue about this, why don't we argue about what this is really about? You were against me doing this commercial from the very beginning, but I don't think it's a commercial that's bothering you. I think it's the fact that I've started working again that's bothering you.
All right, let's just say for a minute it was. Is that so horrible?
You don't want me to start working again, do you?
Okay, I don't. Is that so horrible?
Why didn't you tell me that's how you felt in the first place?
Because I know you'd think it was horrible.
You didn't think I was giving up my career. I have always worked, Hayden. This last year was just a setback.
No, I thought it was a pretty damn good one.
Oh, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Well, everyone's saying just be me. Well, I gotta tell you, this is me.
Well, what about the part when you were trying to help me? I guess that was just acting?
Well, I was just trying to be a nice guy.
Oh, but apparently that's not who you really are.
I'll tell you who I am, Christine. Maybe I'm just a guy who would like to see his future wife around once in a while. I don't know. Maybe I care more about our marriage than you do.
That is so unfair, Hayden.
That's so unfair. Hey, forgive me if I don't stick around to see what happens next. Oh, hey, Kelly.
What are you doing sitting in the dark?
Thinking.
About what?
About life. About what it means. About me. About Drewers Coffee.
Yeah, those are the four questions we all face. I take it the commercial didn't go well?
Got fired.
Oh, you're kidding.
Hey. You know, it turns out you're not such a bad actress after all. You just have bad genes. Yeah, no big deal.
Oh, sure, it's a big deal. Can't feel good to get fired.
Not the problem.
What happened to Christine?
Christine, they liked.
Oh, is that the problem?
No, I thought it was a problem, but it's not.
Dad, you're sitting in the dark making a paperclip necklace. There's got to be some problem.
Kelly? I think the problem is, I wish I was a farmer.
What?
I don't think I belong in this century, honey. To be a part of this 100 years, you have to understand that women have changed. And you have to like it. See, I don't like it. I liked it when times were simpler. Christina is a woman who wants a career, and I fell in love with that woman, but... Gee, I don't know. I gotta tell you, this year she's been out of work. Even though she's been frustrated and angry, and she hasn't really been herself, you know, it's been the greatest year of my life. You know, Kelly, I haven't been comfortable with women since the Great Change. I mean, the bra burning was fun and everything, but geez, it went downhill from there.
Dad, if you are worried about losing Christine to her career, I really don't think that's going to happen. The only way you're going to lose Christine is if you don't let her be the woman she needs to be.
Yeah, I know, Kelly. I understand that, but it's hard. Believe me, if Christine was a woman I needed her to be, she'd be 180 years old.
So how did you two leave things?
Well, we usually leave things. I said some stupid things that I thought made pretty good sense, and then as I was driving home, I realized I stepped in it again. Well, I tell you, after 5 years of this relationship, my boots are really getting caked.
What are you going to do?
Well, as I usually do, I'm going to go apologize.
Well, you know, I don't know if you have to apologize so much as just go and show her your support.
Yeah, well, honey, you know, with an apology, once you do it, it's over. But with support, you just keep giving and giving and giving.
I know you struggle with these things, Dad. But you know what? You got to remember, part of what attracted you to Christine in the first place was her strength and her drive, her independence.
You know something, Kelly? You're old enough for me to tell you this now, but that's not what attracted me to Christine in the first place.
I can't believe how lucky we are to get Daniel Carter Dodd to play the Drewers, man. You're going to love working with him.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
He did the Royal Shakespeare Company for 12 years. Then he was at Lincoln Center for 4 years. And for the past 6 months, he's been at the Betty Ford Center. Here's hoping he's well.
Oh. Excuse me.
Hayden, good to see you.
What are you doing here?
Well, I went to your apartment, and you weren't there, and so I called the agency, and they said you were here. Nice to know I was so hard to replace.
You were. We were here until almost 6 o'clock last night.
Oh, do you and this new guy have magic?
I don't know. We'll see. So you still haven't told me why you're here.
I came to support you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know you need to work. I know how important that is to you. I understand that. It's part of the revolution. You know? But it scares me a little when I see you need something as much or more than you need me.
Hayden, I don't need anything as much as I need you. But My career is a part of me, a part that gives me a lot of joy and satisfaction, self-esteem. You wouldn't want to change that, would you?
Well, you know, when you put it that way, I'd feel like a jerk if I said yes.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be okay.
Ah! Daniel, there you are. There's our Drewers man.
That's my replacement?
They went a different way. I've got to go.
Shall we give this a shot?
Sure.
Places, everyone. And roll.
Hello. Oh. Daniel Carter Dodd.
Oh, Christine Catherine Armstrong. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Care for candy?
No, thank you.
Drewers coffee, take one.
Settle, everyone. And action.
Then I'll just get your key.
Oh, thanks. Oh, one last thing. Where can I get a great cup of coffee?
Well, here at the Belmore Hotel, we only serve Drewers.
Oh, did you say Drewers? I love Drewers. It's the only coffee I drink.
Me too.
Shall we get a cup?
Sure, I'd love to.
Say yes to Drewers and see what happens next.
And cut!
That was it! That was magic! Daniel, you're back! Christine, that was wonderful! This is what we've been looking for. I guarantee this becomes a national series of ads. Ladies and gentlemen, the Drewers couple. Yeah.